Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hey all, it's Bridget Bergen in for Melissa Harris-Perry. Good to have you with us. And we're going to turn our sights to Pennsylvania and the race to fill the seat of retiring Republican Senator Pat Toomey. The seat is a key battleground when it comes to control of the Senate. And today, we're going to focus on the crowded Republican field as it heats up ahead of the primaries in May. The campaign ads are hitting the airwaves, giving us a taste of the kind of rhetoric to come throughout this midterm cycle and beyond. The Republican candidates getting the most attention are David McCormick, once the head of the largest hedge fund in the world, and Mehmet Oz, otherwise known as television personality Dr. Oz. And both have been spending big money on attack ads.
David McCormick got rich off us.
Why is Mehmet Oz a liberal rhino? Republican in name only.
McCormick led a hedge fund with a $1 billion Chinese investment program.
Oz wanted to take away your gun rights.
All to make a buck. McCormick even criticized President Trump's China policy.
Promoted Obamacare.
No wonder Trump fired him.
Never trust a rhino.
Neither the Pennsylvania Republican Party nor former President Trump has endorsed a candidate in this race yet. So let's talk with Katie Meyer, political reporter for WHYY. Thanks for being here, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Katie, we mentioned McCormick and Dr. Oz, but the full Senate GOP field is bigger than that. So just briefly, can you tell us who the other candidates are?
Sure. So there's a third candidate who has gotten some traction, and that's Jeff Bartos. He's a real estate developer from outside of Philadelphia. And then there are a bunch of other candidates that are kind of in the mix. There's Carla Sands, who has some connections to Trump. There is Kathy Barnett, who was sort of, I would say, a freelance investigator of sort of baseless election fraud claims. But the race really has boiled down to Bartos a little bit, but mostly Oz and McCormick. And the biggest reason for that, honestly, is they are both very, very rich men, and they've put a lot of their own money into the ads that two of them you just played, but they're just blanketing Pennsylvania right now. And also, they have very powerful PACs backing them. So these guys, again, they have a ton of cash, and that has really affected this race.
Can you talk a little bit about how McCormick's campaign has focused on Dr. Oz's dual citizenship with Turkey? Is this an indication that Republicans are really leaning into identity politics locally and nationally?
It is interesting. So Dr. Oz, I should say Mehmet Oz, he's a dual citizen of the U.S. and Turkey. He's Turkish born and he's Muslim and he's got family there. His mother lives in Turkey. And so McCormick's campaign, they haven't really focused on the fact that he's Muslim. He would be the first Muslim U.S. senator. But they have leaned into the Turkish citizenship part as sort of this national security issue. And they called on him to renounce his citizenship. And originally he said he wouldn't. But then he did say, oh, yes, no, if I became a U.S. senator, I would renounce my dual citizenship. But then he did also try to say, you know, this is, you know, a racist smear against me. And it is a funny dynamic to see in a Republican race, because I do think there's this perception in the Republican primary, especially, that identity politics, that's a Democratic thing. And if Oz is going to say anything about us bringing up his Turkish citizenship, we can say he's doing identity politics or something. I don't know if there's any actual national security issues with the dual citizenship. I think that's kind of beside the point at this point. Certainly, there are questions about having a senator who's a dual citizen. But, I think this is really more about the perception of how this would play in a state like Pennsylvania, a state that overwhelmingly elects white men to statewide office. And in some ways, yes, it would be sort of notable for Oz to be elected just because of his background. But I think, again, the McCormick campaign is sort of banking on this idea of, oh, we're going to otherize this guy. We're going to sow this, you know, this idea that he has different allegiances. And watching Oz try to kind of combat that has been interesting.
Is there anything to the assertion that he doesn't support Republican policies, this rhino attack, Republican in name only? Do you have a sense of what his politics actually are?
I think with anybody who has been in the public eye as long as Mehmet Oz and in the capacity that he has as sort of an entertainment personality, yeah, he's absolutely said things that I would say a Republican politician probably wouldn't have said. He's been pretty supportive of the Affordable Care Act, of the idea of people having access to health care. That's one of the big ones that has sort of come back to haunt him a little bit in these ads. There's very superficial things, like he very recently got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and there was a photo that went around of him kissing it, which is, you know, the perfect thing for Dave McCormick to put into an attack ad and say, oh, he's a Hollywood liberal and, you know, he doesn't share our Pennsylvania values. On the subject of our Pennsylvania values, I should say, I mean, McCormick until very recently lived in Connecticut, although he is from Pittsburgh. Oz until very recently lived in New Jersey. He went to school at Penn, but other than that, like, his Pennsylvania connection is really just because his wife grew up here. So we have a lot of, I would say two relatively similar candidates in terms of their backgrounds, not like they had the same job, but just in terms of their connections to the state and their politics over the years really shifting very hard right quite recently. There's a lot more in common there than I think they would want you to understand.
So there have been multiple reports that they have been courting former President Trump, seeking his endorsement. Any indications if Trump is leaning one way or another, and will that actually matter?
So we haven't really had much of an indication from Trump himself. He already endorsed very, very early on in this race. He endorsed Sean Parnell, who was a very close ally and who had run for Congress before unsuccessfully. But Parnell dropped out of the race. He was in a very nasty divorce. And it came out that allegedly he had, you know, hit his wife, hit his kids, and he dropped out of the race. And so Trump has not gotten back in there. Parnell did endorse Dave McCormick, who kind of eagerly accepted that, maybe as sort of an endorsement by proxy. But no, we still see both of them really courting Trump, trying to get, you know, former staffers who were associated with Trump onto their campaigns. We have seen rhetoric that really, really closely mirrors Trump. I went to an event with Oz, and he was saying things about, you know, oh, you know, the elites in Washington, they don't share our values. They want to change you, our values. And so there's this idea of really trying to form like this camaraderie with Pennsylvanians, you know, rural people, people who kind of feel disaffected by loss of industry, that the same way Trump did. And whether they're going to be successful in that, you know, who's to say? But, you know, obviously either one of these candidates would jump at an endorsement.
We're going to have to leave it there. Katie Meyer, reporter for WHYY, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.